football fans have reason to cheer this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big weekend in African football as teams across the continent continue their quest to qualify for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Remember, VOA World Cup fans, these are home and away series between the teams. The winner of each series, determined by goal aggregate, advances to the final round of African qualifying, which will feature 20 teams. Those 20 teams will be divided into five groups of four each, and the team that tops each of the five groups will book a much-coveted ticket to Russia 2018. Some qualifying results from Friday, and in maybe the biggest surprise so far, the Comoros Islands held visiting Ghana to a goalless draw. Our African football guru David Legg has been talking about the FIFA rankings in his analysis this week. Well, ponder this, VOA football fans. Ghana is 147 places above the Comoros Islands in the November FIFA rankings. Ghana is 30th. And Comoros is at number 177. So that has to be a big morale booster for the Indian Ocean Island Nation. Kudos to the Comoros Islands. Meanwhile, fans of the Harambee Stars of Kenya also had reason to cheer on Friday. The Kenyans beat the visiting Cape Verde Islands 1-0 in Nairobi on a goal by Michael Olunga in the ninth minute. In another 2018 World Cup qualifier, Libya defeated Rwanda by that same 1-0 scoreline. Because of the uncertain security situation in Libya, this match was played in Sousse, Tunisia. Faisal Saleh scored for the Libyans off a penalty shot early in the second half. In Antananarivo Friday, host Madagascar almost, and I stress almost, pulled off a big upset, but the Islanders ended up drawing with Senegal 2-2. Madagascar led 2-0 in the second half, but the Senegalese rallied on goals by Moussa Konaté and Sadio Mane in the 71st and 81st minutes. Well, my Ugandan colleague, Douglas Mpuga, had a big smile on his face when he danced into the office this morning. That's because the Cranes of Uganda scored a big 1-0 victory over host Togo Thursday in another World Cup qualifier. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has more details for us, as well as other football news.
Farouk Mia's 39th-minute strike ensured Uganda pipped their host Togo by a solitary goal in their second-round Africa 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifier in Lome on Thursday. The Democratic Republic of Congo edged Burundi 3-2 in Bujumbura. Guinea pipped hosts Namibia 1-0 in Windhoek. Benin edged Burkina Faso 2-1 in Cotonou. And Morocco outplayed Equatorial Guinea 2-0 in Agadir. In Switzerland, five of the seven candidates were declared eligible to contest the FIFA presidential elections due on the 26th of February next year. FIFA's ad hoc electoral committee disclosed in Zurich on Thursday. They are Jordan's Prince Ali Al Hussein, Bahrain's Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa, Frenchman Jerome Champagne, Swiss-born Italian Gianni Infantino, and South African Tokyo Sekwale. Suspended FIFA Vice President Michel Platini and Liberia Football Association President Musa Hassan Bility have the right to appeal their case at the Court of Arbitration in sports. VOA. Finally, the draws for the 2016 African Nations Championships takes place in Cairo, Egypt on Sunday. Teams who qualified to join hosts Rwanda for the contest are Angola, Cameroon, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Gabon, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Lesotho, Mali, Morocco, Nigeria, Tunisia, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, this time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Cause
this is Africa. Samina mina, waka waka, samina mina sakalewa. This time for Africa.
In another African qualifying result for the 2018 World Cup on Friday, South Africa travels to Angola and beats the Angolans 3-1 in Benguela. Final from Benguela, South Africa 3, Angola 1. Busy, busy World Cup weekend in African athletics. One of our big stories this week was Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge and Ethiopia's Mare Dibaba being named the male and female winners of the Ames Best Marathon Runner Award for 2015. The prizes were handed out at a gala in Athens, Greece. AIMS stands for Association of International Marathons and Distance Races. 26-year-old Mare Dibaba won the women's marathon at this year's World Championships in Beijing, China. She also won another marathon in China to begin the year and finished a close second at the Boston Marathon. For his part, 31-year-old Eliud Kipchoge won two major marathons in 2015, the London Marathon in April and the Berlin Marathon in September. In Berlin, Eliud clocked 2 hours and 4 minutes even, a personal best. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Kipchoge in Athens after he received his big Ames Award. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again to Andy's chat with Eliud. Here's Andy.
We are backstage at the Ames Best Marathon Runner of the Year Award 2015, and the man who's won that title, or the men's title anyway, is Eliud Kipchoge of Kenya. Eliud, you talked in your speech, I thought, very interestingly and movingly about the importance of thanking people. You said you wanted to thank people over the 15 years of your international career. We all know about your coach, Patrick Sang, has been so important, but there are lots of others, you feel. I mean, a lot of people have gone into your success, not just this year, but in recent years.
Yes, actually, I want to thank sincerely to all those who have been side by side for me for the last 13 years, especially my coach, management, also the members of the press who have been actually airing my name in a high profile in the whole world, and the organization. Actually, this is a very good and very high trophy for me.
For the 19-odd% of us who run but have nothing like special talent, I've often wondered, was there a point when you realised you had special ability for running? A moment of realisation that you could be among the best?
Actually, when I was really running like any other kid when I was in school. But after school, then I tried to train, and I was really motivated by one of our runners, who is now my coach, Patrick Sang. And I decided to take this thing as professional and also love for the sport.
When you see others, the ones who aren't as gifted as you, outside the international sphere, can you relate to them when you see people running mass marathons and someone's out on the road for 4 hours? I mean, do you think, why do they do it? Or can you feel that their pain?
When I see some people running four hours, 5 hours, 6 hours to finish the marathon, I actually feel the perseverance. I actually feel the patience they have in training. I actually feel that pain that they are going through when running for all those eight hours. But all in all, I sum by saying that sport actually is healthy. Above all, it's healthy. And you know, when you are healthy, then you are well.
I'm looking down at the fine Ames trophy you've got here for the Marathon Runner of the Year. You must obviously have quite a few medals at home. Are you somebody who has a room where you put all those medals on display, or do you just stick them in a box somewhere?
No, I have. In my sitting room, I have a place to put all the medals, all the trophies. And also this one I will put in a very important place, because for the last 13 years, I have never been awarded and being honored with any trophy. This is my first time. That's why I'm saying sport is really a journey. And today I've realized that journey by being awarded by Hames.
Well, one final question. Maybe there's another medal, perhaps a gold one, next year Rio Olympic Marathon. That would obviously be the ultimate. That's the target for you now?
Yeah, that's it. My target is Rio next year. I really want to hang that gold medal in my neck. That's the only thing. I have now Hames. I have the medals from World Championships, but I don't have a gold from Olympic Games.
Eliud Kipchoge, the Ames Best Marathon Runner Male of 2015. Wish you every success for that quest for Olympic marathon gold. Thank you very much, Eliud.
Thank you. Kenya, Eliud, Kenya.
Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoje here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brill FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brill FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillfm.net. I tell you this, it's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Finally, follow the sunny side of sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the sunny.